Brzezinski, GOP hypocrites who ignored Trump's racist tweets can't use tweets against Biden OMB nominee Neeratandan. By Pam Key on December 1, 2020. MSNBC anchor Mika Brzezinski said on Tuesday morning Joe that Republican lawmakers who are balking at Joe Biden's nominee Neeratandan to head Office of Management and Budget because of her past tweets were hypocrites. In a clip of Senator John Cornyn, RTX, said, "It's pretty crazy to me to think that she can go back and eliminate all of the tweets she sent out over the last whatever months or years. I don't know if they didn't think about it. They just assumed she'd get confirmed without any question. But I think she's going to be radioactive." Anchor Joe Scarborough said, "My God, they were straight shooters compared to these guys. It is really, it's breathtaking that anybody would talk about tweets coming from a Democratic nominee after these people have forgiven or dismissed the President of the United States tweeting the most horrific attacks, the most horrific insults imaginable." Anchor Willie Geist said, "This is the trap they set for themselves for 5 years. Ignoring the tweets, pretending that that stuff doesn't matter. Now they have surrendered the right to be offended by what people say." He added, "To be outraged by tweets is beyond rich after 5 years of them looking the other way. As President Trump right now, probably right now as we speak, is in the midst of tweeting a lame coup to overturn a presidential election." Brzezinski said, "It's beyond rich. I mean, these Republicans need to understand the tweets are out. They can't go after tweets, okay, of anybody that they are considering for a position because they have sat idly by while this president has tweeted daily lies about people, racist tropes, everything under the sun. Until they come out and condemn the president's tweets for what they are, they're hypocrites, and anything they have to say about anybody's tweets is completely useless, and we need to move on. Tweets are out, guys." Scarborough said, "I have an idea. If John Cornyn will come out and call out the president's tweets from just yesterday, forget about all of the racist tweets and all of the hateful tweets that he put out. Forget about the fact in my case, the president caused extraordinary pain and suffering to a family who lost their daughter 19 years ago. And the president continued to try to sully her reputation. Even after her grieving husband, 2 decades later, begged him to stop, and he refused to stop. They didn't say anything about that. They didn't say anything about all of the other hateful tweets that he put out there. But why doesn't John Cornyn just take from the time he made a statement all of the president's tweets from that day and today and just condemn all of those tweets or explain all of those tweets before he starts talking about a handful of tweets from an OMB director?" Brzezinski said, "The point, he's making it easy for you, and you still can't do it. You're that lame. I mean, that you're inept that you can't stand up for what it comes from your president who lost the election and is leaving. And you will be dealing with him in the rearview mirror and with new people, and you still can't do the right thing. Have a good time with this." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.